The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
And they like to mess with me.
Oh my God, there's pussy everywhere. And by that, I mean cats. Episode 180 something of Thinking Outside the Long Box.
About to grab this pussy.
Yeah. My luck, I'm allergic to pussy.
I wish that one got caught.
It did.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, shit. Oh, man.
I hope one day our show gets so popular that somebody makes a wiki page and there's like notable events.
The pussy episode?
Yeah.
Today, episode 186, on Mel pees her pants.
that is the episode title.
Oh, shit.
Oh. Doyle breaks the mic.
Oh, man. Hey, fuck everybody. Yeah. I'm Gabe.
I'm Juan. We're Tim. On Facebook Live, bitches.
Hey, Facebook.
You're Doyle.
I am Doyle.
God damn it. Every time.
I was waiting for Juan was doing like a Facebook Live spiel.
Well, no.
All I said was we're on Facebook Live.
Hey, and I was literally like a second.
You're Doyle.
This is episode 186 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. This is our listener.
Hey, Tim.
Interaction
Hi. Hi. Hi.
You think is he watching?
We are live on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch.
I can't watch the Twitch feed, so if you say something,
I want Moreau.
Sorry. Yeah.
Twitch, Outside Long Box. YouTube is tinyurl.com/TOTLBTube, and of course, Facebook.com/thinkingoutsidethelongbox. What's that?
.com?
Yes, .com.
It's .gov now.
That's what it sounds like.
.com. What did you do to your left eye?
It's tweaking out because I'm allergic to everything here.
He's got pink eye, bro.
He's allergic to that pussy.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That pussy in my eye.
Pussy, pussy,
pussy. Oh, man. Got that pink eye pussy. Yeah. Somebody else is watching. Oh, we lost a viewer.
I haven't took allergy medicine before I came over.
Oh, man. They're like, man. God damn it. They're yelling about pussy again. I'm out.
Oh,
that's funny.
Where's your phone? Start the watch party.
Oh, man.
Let's share shit.
It's right there on top of your wallet.
That is a different phone.
Oh.
That's complicated. I don't
want to
talk about it right now.
It's in his pussy.
Is that your...
That's his,
is that the one for the load or the one for the... What do they call that? Fuck. Devin would know. God damn it.
That's his whore phone.
It's his burner.
Is that the sex phone?
No, it's
his pussy phone.
It's my scientific study phone.
I keep my trap full.
You're scientifically studying something?
No, somebody is scientifically studying me.
He's trying to.
How much money do you get out of it?
Like $50.
Nice.
What are they studying?
How much porn you visit?
The Heart Foundation?
No, it's with.
That's wrong.
Okay, so we'll talk about this really quick.
He's studying where the.
Doyle? God damn it.
That was me.
I know.
He's studying where the clitoris is.
So, when I was born, I was adopted. Everybody knows this.
What?
Okay.
Yes.
So, as part of that, my parents signed me up for something.
Oh, my God.
Hey, I was a rape baby, and my mom loves me very much.
That's fucking awful.
All I know is we only have her word to go by.
Jesus Christ.
My sister says she loved me, too. Okay. So.
We need to find that potential rape dad.
Ooh, no, I'm out. I don't want to have to kill somebody.
Wouldn't it be crazy if that came up in your 23andMe?
I know. Oh, that would be fucked up.
What if it was like, oh, who's the guy? Who's fuck?
Let him finish his story.
No, this is how this goes.
This is how we do it. What if it was?
This is how we do.
What's that?
The actor from Taken.
Liam Neeson?
Liam Neeson?
Liam Neeson shows up and he's like, I did not rape her. I loved her in my own fashion.
Fuck.
It's from the Kingdom, isn't it?
What's Liam Neeson's cock is so big.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He rapes the guy's mom. It's from a movie. None Liam Neeson rapes the guy's mom. but then goes back to pick him up as a kid when he's an adult because he's making penance for himself because he's going to the Crusades. Have you not seen this movie at all?
I have not seen this movie at all. He says it's called The Kingdom?
Oh, The Kingdom? I think I own that movie.
It's a good movie.
It is a good movie.
I haven't seen that movie. Okay, anyway, well, so when I was adopted, my parents signed me up for something through CU called the Colorado Adoption Project, where they do like cognitive and behavioral testing on kids that are adopted. I assume to see if like there's some kind of like cognition difference between adopted kids and not adopted kids.
Sure,
confirmed.
So I've been doing like different kind of like
that was
cognition.
So harsh. And it just.
I've been doing different kind of cognition tests since I was like an infant, effectively, and they call me about once or twice a year. But now they have a setup where when I wake up in the morning, I take a little survey about how I think the day is going to be and how well I slept.
Wow, that hasn't been going well for the last week.
Yeah, it has not. Every day, like 2 to 3 times a day, the phone will beep at me. It probably will happen at some point while we're recording because it happens about every 3 hours. I have to tell them, you know, how I'm feeling right now. Like, do I feel awake? You know, am I in a good mood, etc. If something stressful happened, I have to say something stressful happened, how that made me feel. And then I do like 4 little brain games. And I think what they're testing is how stressors affect like your cognition skills. So like for the next 2 weeks, I get to carry around an extra phone. So
nice.
Yeah. It's just kind of a cool thing. Like I've been doing for my whole life. So
I dig it. Scientists.
Can I ask something?
Sure.
Did your phone beep shortly after sex?
What?
Did your phone beep shortly after sex?
No. It stops. It beeps.
He would have rated that poorly.
No, I would not have. I've been like, hi. No stress. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Look how good I am at the games.
Tim was in the room. It was kind of weird.
He thought he felt the finger on his butt.
Wiping into a hanky.
Yeah. Beat off in the corner.
No,
yeah, cool.
So it only goes – so when I wake up, it goes off like every – I think it's every 3 to 4 hours, but it only happens like 2 to 3 times a day. So I don't think it beeps after like 9 because like yesterday I woke up earlier than normal and it went off 3 times and the last time it went off it was at like 8.
Do you tell it you're awake?
Yeah. When I first wake up in the morning, I take one quick, like, I'm awake, you know, this is how I slept, this is how I expect today to go. Nice. So, I don't know. It's interesting.
You're either being studied by science or your real dad's a billionaire and just keeping tabs
just keeping
on you
tabs
in the weirdest way.
That's not Tim.
I mean, you should have sex with that man just because.
Yeah, I saw.
No, really he saw. Jim showed him earlier.
Yeah, I sent it to.
Then film it.
I sent it to my Alicia. She's like, you know how I know that's not you? It's a new soda bottle.
He's not, also, he has more red hair.
He's not consuming some kind of junk food.
His hair and beard are more red.
Red,
it's like a slightly more Irish version of you.
Red. Hey,
so,
everybody.
Beard.
So, shitload.
Tell
of people
us what
just
to talk
in
about.
So what are the things that you guys have been watching, doing in your spare time, that sort of stuff?
Survivor.
No shit.
Weird.
You posted something a couple days ago that was like, hell yeah, only 11 seasons of Survivor left. I was like, fuck that.
I'm at 10 seasons now.
Gross. Ooh. Time to watch The Outsider.
No. So
we're the gentlemen.
Here's why. I only watch the shit because usually Alicia won't watch any of this stuff with me. So
she
I don't
watch that movie.
So when I'm not with Alicia, it's the only time that I have to watch stuff for the show. And that's usually very limited.
I know, but she would have liked this movie.
Yeah, but she's not. You don't know my wife. Fuck, you got to watch something for the show. All right, I'm out.
Don't tell her that. Just be like, it's The Outsider. Patrick Swayze, Tom Cruise.
I mean, you probably could have sold The Outsiders.
I would have sold it this morning because she's usually doing shit in the mornings on Sundays. So.
Right.
That's when we were
really
going to watch them.
To be really honest with you, Doyle, my plan was to watch The Outsiders Sunday morning.
I get it, but I asked you guys like fucking Tuesday. Let's go back.
I don't
it's
think,
not like I
threw don't know
the
if we knew
in
that we were going to make the change.
I don't
though
think we fully confirmed till like about Thursday.
Yeah.
I'm just saying I didn't throw it at you like last
I know,
minute or anything.
I didn't, but I don't think we like fully confirmed till about Thursday. And by then I was like, man, when the fuck am I going to watch those?
too.
And last night I was like, ooh.
Basically,
I was like, I can watch both of them tonight. And then I was like,
no, you can't.
Oh, I'm going to get through one of these. I was like, I know I've seen The Outsiders before. I'll just watch The Gentlemen because that seems like something that I'm going to be more interested in my current incredibly stoned state. So
I will give you guys a little freebie. If you can't watch the movie, there's typically a 3 to 5 minute wrap up about
that's usually what I
you
do.
Ever want to watch
that's
on
that's
YouTube.
What I do. I do it on YouTube.
This is true. YouTube yeah. is.
But we usually go a lot deeper than just the 3 or 5 minute
oh,
things.
I know, but yeah. to know something. That Outsiders foot is this.
Well, I know The Outsiders because I know West Side Story. That's the most.
That was a train wreck of a podcast if we've ever had one coming out soon. Where we're just like, oh, it's fucking sad. Pony Boy didn't know he's alive, but all his friends are dead. Okay, yeah, fuck it. Swayze died in real life. All right.
Wow.
Hi, Taylor.
Yeah, I got ten more seasons of Survivor to watch to catch up. They're on season 40. Still. Well, we've watched 29 seasons of
Survivor.
Too
much Survivor.
That's amazing. I love the show. I love it because it's real primal. I mean, there you got cameras and shit, so I mean it's not like Naked and Afraid where it's very fakey. Because even on this last episode, he kind of, in between the season finale, he did little snippets. They were live. And he was showing people, like, this is what they get out there. This is the amount of rice they get every day, and that's it. You know, compared to what a normal American would eat. And so I just
they're like, this is how much rice they get. This 50-gallon barrel is how much Americans
I think
eat
it was,
every day.
I think it was like 4,000 calories or something on the normal. Something ridiculous. Something high. But
it seems a little low to me.
That's pretty high. That's why I like it, because it's primal. What happens when you have to do everything for yourself in this group of crazies that you've just met?
Right.
Yeah, I like that. So.
I understand the appeal.
Just seems like a lot of one
but
thing.
But 10 seasons of it, I don't know.
Well, they
so appeal.
So it changes every season, pretty much.
Oh, I know.
So
different
this,
people,
this,
different environments.
Well, no, well that too. But
different
the
games.
The rules change every season too. Yeah. So this last one was blood versus water. So it was you went there with a significant other, and then you were on different teams.
I can see
it. And then there's one where there's tons of different rules. There's hidden things that on the island that you can find to better your position. There's you get voted off in some, but you go to an extra island where you can fight to come. I mean, there's a bunch of different things, but I think that's why it appeals. It's not just the same all the time.
So what season does it turn into Battle Royale where they're just killing each other?
41. Next season.
Sweet. I'm in.
I do want to see the season of like, all right, you're on the island. No rules. No rules, no teams, no votes.
The 40th season, which is current right now, is 20 like, winners.
That yeah, it's
20
all
million dollar win. Yeah, winners of the last 40 seasons.
I saw the commercial for that on something.
And the people are cool. You start rooting for certain people because they start doing like all-star seasons.
I've watched
so
shows.
I love it.
I know how it goes.
I've watched shows.
That's a pretty long episodic TV show.
It is. That's got to be one of the longest running reality shows.
Probably.
I've seen Fear Factor.
Is Big Brother still on?
I think so.
I feel like that might be
the longest running. I wonder. You should look that up. Longest running
Unless,
reality
like,
TV.
Road Rules.
The longest running episodic TV show is wrestling. That's WWE. I don't know. Reality. MASH was before WWE.
Ooh, that's a good show.
How about you, Tim? What else have you been?
Sitting through awkward family arguments and playing Destiny 2.
man, that was super fucking awkward last night.
That was poorly timed.
Man, Ashton's stepdad, he brought up a sensitive subject with Ashton at like 10 o'clock at night when we all had just gotten home, and it just turned into like a weird, awkward family argument. It wasn't a bad thing. Like a lot of good stuff came out of it. But like there was definitely some moments where it was a family argument, and Tim is just straight up posted right here.
Like you can hear like ah, 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 in the silence.
just playing Destiny 2 while everybody's having like this massive family discussion. It was funny.
I'm like leaning in, trying to hear like the mission objectives as they're being said to me because there's awkward shit happening at the table.
Cops is the longest running reality TV show. Huh. From 1989 to now.
What you go, what you that show's still on?
Yeah. Fucking A.
Damn. Cops? I didn't know that. For you.
Why so sweaty? I was watching Cops.
That's not true. I know Cops comes on Fox.
Yeah, but you gotta actually do it into the mic.
Well, give it to me, fucking Stoners, and then make weird fucking cat noises.
You didn't give it to her already?
So much anger.
Have you met me? So, my favorite...
What
my favorite
do?
Cops episode is the one where there's like some weird crack addict dude, and they're searching him, and they say,
yeah,
you know, this is your crack or whatever. And he goes, no, this isn't my these aren't my pants.
These aren't my pants.
This is somebody else's pants.
I've seen these aren't my pants.
Hey, Alicia.
I've seen somebody.
Alicia, you're beautiful, and I love
drugs
you.
Drugs on Cops.
Oh. Hey, Rob.
Where like
I had friend be on Cops twice. It's the same friend.
I only had one friend on Cops.
He was also on Jerry Springer.
It was pretty funny. They're like, fucked. Oh man, that's David.
That's fucked.
Herrera?
No.
It's Conan
that
Sword.
Would be freaking amazing.
Tim and John running away from the police with the Conan Sword.
We had
a trident.
Robert Hicks said we had cops come into my
old shop.
Old shop.
Oh. Old shop Capone's Inc. While I was watching Cops, it was awkward.
So
that would be amazing.
So he used to be a tattoo artist at this like biker bar tattoo shop.
Right.
And like the police were there like constantly because the shop owner was basically like the kingpin of this fucking biker group.
Nice.
So they were always fucking there fucking with them.
What's the... Did you see the cop spoof? I don't know if it's a cop spoof, but it's the guy arresting that drug addict that's super turned on by the interaction. He's like, he's pinning him and like handcuffing him. He's like, ooh, safe word.
No, I think that's a real cop interaction.
Oh, is it?
Because that guy ends up getting tased at the end of that video.
That video is hilarious.
Everything the cops do, he's like, oh, ooh, dirty.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know there'd be handcuffs involved. Shut up.
He throws out all his change. That's my laundry money. Pick up the quarters.
I feel like Johnny and Felicity should not be watching this right now.
No.
They say hi, Mel.
They watch everything. And yes. Hannah. But she's not here.
Oh.
Excuse me, I didn't see you.
Also, Sun Delight, not orange juice.
Robert Hicks said it was horrible.
Orange. Yeah, he fucking hated working there.
That sounds horrible.
He did a lot of free tattoos, or otherwise he'd probably get the shit kicked out of him by the biker gang. It was pretty awkward sitting through some of those.
How about you, Doyle? What have you been taking in?
Antihistamines?
Yeah.
Pussy.
Pussy.
It's being a whole lot of pussy.
Advil allergy doesn't work. Just makes you tired and your left eye bug out.
I think that's called a stroke.
Yeah.
Are you trying to work medication for pink eye?
How is the new schedule? Good?
It's better, but there's been just a lot of work recently. There's like more hours on the schedule than should be scheduled.
I need you to work 25 hours.
I gotta go back today. I'm not straight. I wasn't supposed to, but now I am. It's a bunch of gayness. But
room's spinning real fast from all the gayness.
Yes. It's a room full of gay. But no. It did kind of suck. I came to the end of like an Audible series. It's not the end. It's called the Harbinger of Doom series on Audible. It's 12 books long.
Wow, that's a lot of books.
I'm 10 books in, and I got to the 11th book, and I went to buy it today, and it's not been audibled yet.
Oh, it hasn't been recorded yet.
Yeah, it's and so like I'm like, oh, I could read it, but I'm so used to all the voices now, like the voice acting.
And that you don't want to read the book.
Yeah, it's like, each book's like 3 to 5 hours.
So that means they're like 300 or 400 page books.
Yeah, I mean, I could read the book real fast, but I'm just like, I don't want to. But it was done in 2017, so how long is it going to take to audibly this book?
The
I'm going to have to write that.
They're not going
to
do it.
Yeah, I'm going to have to write that author and be like, hey, fuckface, you doing this?
The author's
just
not,
like that, too.
The author has no idea what's going on with that.
I think he would, though, because it's, I mean, at some, when you get to book 11 in the series, there has to be like a thing going, right?
Well, I get that, but the author's not going to have anything to do with it. That's going to be like all of his, like, that's going to be the publishing company and stuff.
It is a really
it's usually like Audible has like a selection process.
It is a really sweet series, though. Like, people should check it out. It's called The Harbinger of Doom. It is a retelling, essentially, of like almost like, well, there's a bunch of mythologies, but you take the Christian god would be called Azathoth, and instead of angels and demons, there's like these. They're just men. They're just super badass men that can't die of natural causes. Highlanders, like,
basically.
Yeah, are his chieftains.
From the dawn of time.
Instead of the story of God being all good and all evil, you see the story from his general, like his main angel, which would have been Lucifer in the Bible, but it's called Theta. And Theta's just account of God as him turning mad, like him killing all the firstborn. Like, and Theta's like, they're reluctantly doing what God's telling them to do, but they're like, nah, this is bullshit. Like, they're slowly like, this dude's going crazy.
Huh.
So they kill it. Well, they, you get the idea that they killed him. They don't really, haven't gone into much of that yet. But then it's thousands of years in the future. Like, occultists are trying to bring back God to worship him because that's the good thing to do, but he's trying to stop them, but he's also the good guy. You have like a lot of different like vantages and like points, and like it's really weird to see it because at first you're like, well, Theta's obviously the good guy, but then as the book like turns, it's like, is he the good guy, or like God always good and he was the wrong from. So it's really like it's becoming very interesting now that we're on book 10. It's good the whole way through. But
sounds a lot like that text I sent you.
Now that we're on book 10?
Super stoned that one night.
Yeah. No, there's a, every book has like its own interesting, cool shit. Like there are wars. There's like a troll war. There's all kinds of shit. But
yeah.
Is it over colors and how true they are? No. The troll war?
I tried asking which games, but Michael Erpenbach asks, are you guys much into long play board games or nerdy card games?
So
I'm guessing D&D?
We don't do that a lot together, but I am into
them. I am also into them. Like games like Catan or like Small World, Ticket to Ride, stuff like that.
That's a board game? All those are board games?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like the deck building board games like Legendary and then the
Netrunner. I like Netrunner.
Magic the Gathering.
Netrunner's very good.
Well, so there's a difference between deck builder games and collectible. Card games.
Yeah, Magic the Gathering is different.
Trading card games. And gonna get hard nerd here in a second.
Yeah. We're diving right into the deep end. This guy might be getting more than he was actually looking for.
So we'll say if you were a Magic the Gathering player at any time, only because I've recently jumped onto it, the Arena platform is exceptional. And it's
the new Magic platform.
It's what Magic should have been doing the entire time.
Yeah.
Well, but how are they going to do that the entire time?
No, but like when their version of Magic Online was like super shitty.
It was super shitty.
Their very first PC game was so bad.
And dude, it's still shitty.
It had a quest element to it that I really liked. That was the only thing I liked about the Magic the Gathering video game, is that you had like
missions
and you were trying to beat like different kinds of decks by building right kinds of decks. Like, I learned a lot about that game playing that game. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
There's like a mastery tree that's semi like that when you first start arena.
That's cool. I might have to check it out then.
Yeah, I mean, like, you do. So if anyone knows anything about the game, you could spend a lot of money on the card game.
For sure.
You could spend a lot of money in arena too, but the actual thing is, if you spend about $100, which is not a lot if you look at trading card games.
This is true.
And you actually plan out what you're doing, you really don't need to spend money after that, which is actually cool.
Yeah.
That is cool.
I mean, I used to play Hearthstone, and that's Blizzard Warcraft's like
magic game.
Game, and it's super fun, and I've probably dumped about easily $100+ into the decks, getting the packs and shit.
Right.
It's so easy to do those fucking games.
All of those games.
Blow crazy amounts of money.
Any of those, any kind of like video game that's going to be on like your phone or tablet or anything, those like paid, not even like pay to win, but like pay to incentivize.
Oh, for sure.
It's so easy to just be like, oh, this is only 99 cents. Boom.
Yeah. Well,
the thing with like the difference, I think, though.
Michael says that magic is his addiction for sure.
Yeah, it's one of my
favorite. It is crack.
The actual card game or the video game?
Probably the card game.
I play both, but you probably also play
both. I mean, both is an acceptable answer, obviously.
As far as board games, though, I love long play board games. I don't get a lot of time to play them, but, I mean, I love games like that. Steve has this game called Power Grid, where you're trying to, like, build the best power grid, and you have to do, like, all sorts of math, and it sounds awful. And when Steve explained it to me, I was like, this sounds fucking terrible. I don't want to play this game.
This is too big brain.
And then we sat down and played it, and it was so much fun because you're like, it's less about the math and more about you trying to like subvert other people's like ability to like win the game. I don't know. There's a lot of really good.
He said like he that. Likes the actual card game.
The actual card game.
I understand. I do as well. But
you've had a lot of success playing Magic, like
a decent amount.
Yeah,
not like as much as you can have, obviously.
Right,
like because sell beef
and you're.
I've been to the show a couple times.
Beef, beef accessories,
but
like bungholes.
I tell you what,
yes, tell you what. Other beef accessories.
Have you ever tried Twilight Imperium, the board game?
That's that huge. That box is fucking gigantic.
I think
it's like.
I've been playing a game of Risk for like almost 3 years.
I think it's like
via email.
I think Twilight Imperium is like Space Axis and Allies. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's
worse than Risk.
Oh man, fucking,
it's where Trump's Space Force is.
It is where Trump's Space Force is. I remember I had an open. Like my friend at his house, we had a table that had a game of Axis and Allies on it that we played, I want to say, for like a year or two, because that game fucking takes forever to play.
Literally, this game of Risk we've been playing literally is almost on two and a half years.
Yeah.
My turn is Thursday. No, really, there's four of us playing and we have different turn dates.
So
it's all done through email. It's set up in Texas. I've never actually even seen the real board. I mean, I have via pictures, but
yeah, Michael just said it's a 13 hour plus game.
Good lord. I think the longest game I've ever played was actually Monopoly.
Oh god, that game takes forever.
I can't make it through a fucking game of Monopoly without being like, fuck you. Yeah, you win.
It was like summer vacation circa 95-96 with me and all my cousins at my grandparents' house, and that game went the entire summer because nobody ever went bankrupt. Somehow we magically found the golden zone where everybody's can own just property
making money.
And making money and paying rent and sustaining.
You basically created a utopian society.
More or less. And then somebody finally landed on Boardwalk and got fucked.
If America would have just followed your guide,
I had it
that
figured
summer.
Out. Monopoly, bro.
Oh, man.
I mean, it can't be any worse than anybody else's financial plans.
Our house, the card game that probably gets played the most is Uno, and that almost always turns into a yelling
Uno
match
gets,
near fist fight. Like,
yeah, Uno gets lit.
Dude.
That's why I quit bringing the Switch. Mario Kart was bringing that out.
Bailey and Ashton will attempt to murder each other playing Uno. It's fucking hilarious.
Hey there, buddy.
I just knocked over my thing. It's all right.
But yeah.
So I asked Jason what the next PCC is. I haven't heard back. I think we agreed the one after that is going to be Remember the Titans.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
I, for the next recording session, would
the
like
football
if we
movie?
Watched. Yes, the only football movie.
The only football movie, bro.
Probably the only true. Football movie Tim no. will have ever watched.
It's probably the best football movie.
Yeah, I like the Marky Mark one a lot.
I didn't
too.
Like Rudy. I hear he's kind of a douchebag in real life, too.
He's
well,
kind of weird.
Probably.
I've met him. The actual Rudy.
He's clearly like Asperger's to the teeth. Like,
he's definitely got something going on. He's got a mental handicap, that's
oh,
for sure.
Wow.
He's got that CTE.
The Marky Mark football movie is really good, too, though. There's like
which
two
Marky Mark
ones.
One?
The one where he like tries out for the pro team as a walk-on.
Yeah.
Oh, for
that's
the Eagles.
Oh,
I don't know what it's
that's
called.
That's based on a true story.
I think it might be called like The Rookie or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, it's not The Rookie, but it is.
Oh, yeah, because that's that baseball movie about the little kid that can like pitch or something.
That's Rookie of the Year.
I do like The
God
Replacement.
Damn it.
There is a
too
movie
many
called
fucking
The Rookie
sports
a baseball
movies.
Movie.
Yeah, there we going like baseball? There are a shitload of baseball
I would have said Miracle, but that's the fucking hockey movie.
Oh, also yeah, that's the Olympic good. Hockey
That's a
movie.
Great movie, too.
Yes.
Angels. You know what else is a great hockey movie? Mystery Alaska.
And Goon.
Haven't seen
My
Mystery
horse takes
Alaska.
Big shits.
I like The Replacements. That's a good football movie.
It's funny. A football movie. I don't consider it a football
it's
movie,
pretty
but
funny.
It is very funny.
What's the Adam Sandler movie that's a remake?
Waterboy?
Invincible.
No. Yes.
The Prison of Marky Mark one.
Longest Yard.
Oh, Longest Yard. That's funny, too.
Both there's Longest Yards are good.
There's a movie of that with Vinnie Jones called... Mean Machine?
Yeah, it's
where
just
they
the
play soccer in prison instead of football.
Or
where they football play football in prison instead
version.
Of football.
Yeah.
Shaolin Soccer.
We could just keep
Maybe
going on
the
sports
greatest
movies.
Soccer movie of all time, Shaolin Soccer.
I don't think there is a lot of soccer movies.
No,
though.
There's a fuckload of soccer movies.
There's soccer
They're
animes.
Just not American. Like, well, there's a lot of foreign
It's the only thing that
movies.
Matters to me.
There's they've been like Beckham.
Only America.
Merca.
It's like Merca. Beckham movie.
Isn't it like Beckham's a really good movie?
That's the really popular one I can remember.
How long do you think?
Oh, there's one with Amanda Bynes, too. That
the
was
green,
actually pretty popular.
The green something? The green beast?
I don't know.
How long
I don't know what that is.
How long do you think
That's one of those stupid like Mighty movie. Duck style movies.
A Kobe movie?
Probably
yeah.
a documentary.
It was literally the day after he died on Hulu.
Yeah. Was it really?
Yes.
What?
There was an hour-long documentary in memoriam of Kobe Bryant literally the day after he died on Hulu. Jesus.
That tells me it was an inside job. Trump had something that was about to come out against him, and he's like, going to kill Kobe. And then released
wow.
the documentary.
Fucking Trump.
I blame him for everything.
Yeah.
Why, even Obama.
Might as well.
Yeah.
Thanks, Obama.
Yeah. Blame Trump for Obama. Man. I compared, yes.
But I'm not getting droned. I'm
about
fine.
Bad sports movies, Angels in the Outfield.
That's a great like that movie.
I was about to get really upset with you. I loved that movie when I was a kid.
I haven't seen it forever. It could be terrible.
If we
want
to talk about bad sports
that movie,
movies.
That movie I liked. The movie I didn't like as a kid was the one with the kid that can throw the really fast.
Oh,
fast
Rookie
balls.
Of the Year.
Yeah, that's Rookie of the Year.
Yeah. Hey, not a fan of that movie.
He breaks so on the tendon.
It's all elastic.
Yeah.
If we're going to talk about bad sports movies, we have to start the discussion with Mighty Ducks 3. Like, maybe
oh, yeah.
one of the worst movies
so
ever
bad.
Made.
Is
period.
That the, is that the Knuckle Puck one, or is that the second one?
That's the second one.
Second
the
one.
Knuckle Puck one's the second one.
The second one's magnificent.
The third one makes...
Oh, that guy just went to jail, I think.
The goalie.
The guy who the shot the Knuckle Puck.
Yeah.
Oh, was it the goalie?
It was the goalie.
I thought it was the Knuckle
Goldberg?
Puck guy.
Goldberg
For, like, meth.
Yeah.
Like, he,
yeah, something
he's
crazy.
Like a meth addict or
yeah.
something. Oof. Yeah, well, meth addicts look bad.
But like he was
they
like
take
a,
meth.
He was like a fat kid.
And now
he's like
and now he's like
rail
a skeleton
thin and
dude.
Missing teeth.
Yeah, but I mean like I feel no sympathy for him. Some of us are fat and not paid for it. He was fat and paid lots of money for being fat.
Yeah, but I bet you his parents fucking yeah. mismanaged the shit
oh,
out of
buddy.
His money, dude.
Did you see
probably,
the guy
probably.
Speaking of giant losses of weight? The guy from
Willem.
Remember the Titans.
Willem from Mallrats.
Yes,
yeah. Yeah, same dude.
He's fucking thin and jacked.
Not thin. He's just
yeah.
jacked.
Yeah,
dude.
That
he's
dude's gonna be
so
a wrestler.
Weight.
And he what weight. he was in a TV show. Oh, he's in
My Name is Earl.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, isn't he in Lock and Key? Isn't he the
I don't think so.
No, what show were we watching?
That's wrong. I'm watching another show.
Wrong.
I know. You guys are right. What show were we watching where he's a cop and he keeps getting his gun stolen from him?
Oh, that's The Ranch.
The Ranch. Yeah.
We
he's
didn't
not,
watch
yeah,
it.
He's just a lot skinnier.
He's
right
jacked
now. He's
now.
Jacked. So,
like,
he just put out a picture and he looks fucking.
He lost a ton of weight. He had lost a ton of weight when I saw him in The Ranch. And now, like, it's probably, like, 2 or 3 years after the season that I saw him in was out. He's fucking huge, dude. Like, he's super – yeah, he's super pumped up.
He might be the most easy to binge watch not good show I've ever seen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really like the show, but I'll watch
but
the
I'll
whole
watch
fucking
show.
Thing.
I watch the entire
The day
thing.
It comes out. Yeah.
So, I'm gonna – You know, I was at home.
This is a good show.
I was
kind of.
Mel and I were at home.
I don't
so
know
we
if
both,
it's good.
We were both really, really sick. She had put it on, and I assume she put it on because she likes it. And then she like fell asleep. The remotes are right there.
You just kept going.
I let that shit play for like 4 hours.
Something about it captivated. I think it's the like surly dad who just occasionally makes the show great.
Sam Elliott.
But it's just like
I like how they wrote out
it's occasionally kind of funny.
Yeah.
And it's like soap opera-y enough that you're just kind of like, huh, I wonder what happens next. I guess I'll just let the next 20 minutes happen. After he
like 10 years ago. It wasn't even a recent thing.
I know.
Yeah. That was weird.
You said you had a suggestion for what we were going to watch next time?
Yes. So there's a new Amazon Prime show called Hunters.
Yes.
I think I talked about it like 2 weeks ago, too.
They hunt Nazis.
It's based on a true story where these people that were survivors.
Loosely based on a true story. Yeah,
for sure.
It's really loose.
But it looks awesome. It basically just looks like a mix between Leverage and Inglorious Bastards.
I watched the first episode. It was pretty good.
Is it? Yeah. I can't wait to watch it.
So for the pop culture classic, we are watching The Crow.
Yay!
Ooh, man.
Oh, it can't rain all the time.
It's rough. Except someone dies, though. It's terrible.
Yeah.
This might be the first Jason movie where everybody's on board.
I haven't watched this movie.
I mean, The Crow is great. It's a good movie.
It is.
The first Jason movie? No way. Jason picks a lot of good movies. It's his movies.
No.
I mean, like, recently.
Jason's
and it's not even his fault. It's just nobody's watched his movies lately.
Name the movie I've picked recently that's bad.
No. That he's saying that we all watch.
Yes.
Oh, not
that all of us watch. Not that all of us
It's been a really long time since I've seen The Crow.
I don't remember the last time I watched it.
But I do remember loving it, though.
Oh, I don't remember that actor's name.
Yeah.
Man, I love The Crow. That movie's great.
I haven't seen it in forever.
Maybe one of the best movie soundtracks ever. Like,
it is very good.
It's definitely in the top five of like movie soundtracks.
Yes, I could agree with that.
The Spy liked our video.
Hi, Michael Lingle.
So we need one more thing. So Hunters,
The Crow,
Altered Carbon 2.
You said you would do it Friday.
Well, that has to be a pop culture.
That can be a pop culture classic.
Yeah, that has to be a pop.
It's too old. So
we will definitely do that.
Well,
though,
that will go into the rotation.
Movie.
You got knocked the fuck out.
What did you say?
I said Altered Carbon 2 is coming out, which I think should be it.
Is it out or is it coming out?
It's like the 27th. It'll be out by the time we do our show.
Okay, so 4 days from now?
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
I would have to finish season one.
Me too.
Yeah,
you should.
I'll have to binge them.
It's very good.
I got really far into season one.
As long as we don't record in the morning, I should be able to...
Yeah.
No, just kidding. Sorry, I asked a
just
week
kidding.
In advance.
Just kidding. I didn't. I missed
hours.
The message, but
hopefully, I'm very happy to be
hopefully your dad has a great birthday.
Hopefully as well.
Are you literally just going like right over there?
No, I'm going to work. I was supposed to be doing family stuff today.
See, fuck your work, man.
They don't like it when I do that.
You want me to call in for
you? Can't you say no?
What?
Like they call you, hey, we need you in. Sorry, I can't.
So it's really weird. When you work with people every single day and you see them more than your family, it kind of sucks to almost fuck them over more than... It's
nope.
not...
Not for me. Not this guy.
It's not my. It's not my boss.
Pretty clear.
It's not my bosses that I care about. I don't. It's the like.
Oh God, you're gonna have a meeting again.
you think this guy gives a fuck if he has to have another meeting? He'll roll in there and be like, "Yeah, I don't give a fuck what you guys think."
It's the like fucking over the people that I work with every day. That
it's like, please fucking fire me.
That we could go in. No, we're still gonna do family. We did like early this morning. Went over there. I'm still gonna go over there for a minute. Hang out, and I'm going to take him out to dinner sometime this week. But yeah, I was supposed to go over there for dinner. But also, my mom's not feeling well, so I got canceled anyway today. So
yeah,
who knows? But.
And you took all that antihistamine. You got that twitchy eye.
You got that pussy eye.
I tried the Advil allergy medicine. It's not Benadryl. I feel like Benadryl's the only thing that works, but it's like you only got like an hour shelf life of awakeness. But you're good for that hour. You're just like,
you look like you went through the fucking ghost door.
Well, it hit me. Benadryl's hit me hard last time I came up.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. Must have been. It was my first time here since the kittens were roaming the
Benadryl
house, I think.
Does mean.
And I was just like,
no how much
if I need the kids to go to sleep, I give them Benadryl. Yeah. Wait, is that legal?
If you ask them.
Totally legal.
If you ask them.
Can confirm, works.
Yeah, I haven't actually ever done that.
I mean, nah, I think we're
no,
I think we're good.
So
a new episode came out today. Not Survivor.
Not Survivors. Hunters. The Crow. Ultra Carbon.
Yes.
Okay.
Season 2.
Season 2.
Right. Yes, I understand.
Or season 1.
They might not.
Fuck it.
Well, I'll get as far through Ultra Carbon as I can.
Watch season 2. Just start at season 2.
No, I don't.
Because you might not. If you're not going to get through season 1, you might not start season 2.
Here's what I'm nervous about.
YouTube recap season 1.
The first season of Altered Carbon seems to be the first novel in the Altered Carbon series.
It is.
The second novel in the Altered Carbon series lost my attention within like 40 pages.
I've heard it's true.
It is not anywhere near as good as the first book was.
And I'm excited that if it's that bad, then we'll just have a shit on it episode.
We haven't had a shit on it episode for a minute. Because we keep picking things that we actually want to talk about. Because
Altered Carbon, the first season, was like my favorite show the year it came out.
What was the last? Was it Outlander?
Outlander definitely got shit on.
Rent got shit on outside of the episode, but then everybody except me.
I think in the episode,
No, I shit on it some.
Yeah.
But not like bad.
Outlander was probably the last thing where nobody really liked anything about it.
Where literally everybody was like, fuck Tim. And then he didn't even have the fucking wherewithal to show up, defend himself.
It just made us watch some terrible show.
Was I sick or was I doing a con or something?
I have no idea.
We were butt
that was
probably exploded.
That was more than 2 weeks ago, so it's definitely left my brain a minute.
You're going to use the mind key and pull out your motivation.
Yeah.
It's like Voldemort when he's dying underneath that bench. That's Gizmo.
Oh, so Juan has to get out of here in like 8 minutes.
Yeah, you're good. I'll be fine. New episode came out Friday. That was the political episode.
Yeah.
What?
Do you have to leave at 11:30?
No, 10.
10.
Listen to the whole episode. It's a good episode.
It is.
So
yeah.
We'll do a couple 5 minute videos. I'll be fine.
Okay. We sound smart.
The political it came off really good.
We don't sound anywhere near as much of as the assholes that we typically are.
But it's because while I think that individually we're all pretty smart guys, that's not what we want. You know you are. Come on, let's not be stupid. We don't want to talk about that here. You know what I mean? We generally want to talk about fun stuff and cool shit.
And that's not real life. Fucking fun anymore.
Like, it's funny to like shit on Trump for like 30 seconds, but then you want to move on.
Well, it's like fruit. You know what? Making fun of Trump is making fun of like someone with Down syndrome. Like, it's funny for like 30 seconds, and then you're like, am I just kind of being mean? Because he can't do anything about it.
Yeah. This is actually who he is.
Like this legally, he probably could.
Well, legally,
I am going to get FBI'd one day.
Legally, I am going to do something about it. I'm going to go fucking vote. Like,
the shit we've said, on this show, please, we are definitely on a watch
list. Vote.
And if you're watching this show or listening to the show, you are also on a watch list.
Most likely. If you're 17, but will be 18, by the time November comes around, you can still vote.
In the primary.
So go fucking vote. Yeah.
I think our new strategy for electing president should just be, every year there's a radical political ideal. That person gets to be the president for 1 year. And we just see if it's working out.
If it works, we keep you for an extra 6 months. And if it doesn't, we shoot you. Yeah.
Wow. All right.
That would be nice. At the end of your presidential term, we murder you if you don't get a passing grade. Like
if you don't get a B+, boom.
It's like political Hunger Games.
Yeah, exactly.
So
may the odds be ever in your favor.
New episode came out on Friday.
We definitely didn't talk about shooting politicians in that.
Not at all. In a future world that doesn't exist,
Hopefully we have a couple of awesome announcements that I'm not going to even fucking come near talking about yet.
Right. Tim's pregnant.
Until they happen. So, what?
No, I said Tim's pregnant.
That'll be really cool.
He's having my baby, but it's right here.
We straight juniored his ass.
You did junior in his ass. On that note,
you don't even know what movie I'm talking about.
It's the movie where Arnold Schwarzenegger gets pregnant.
Yes.
Is that the one? Okay.
That was the joke.
I didn't think
I couldn't remember the name of the film. So I don't think Juan got it.
Yeah. What do you mean? I like the movie. There's a Sliders episode where Rembrandt gets pregnant too.
I'm sure there is. Fucking Sliders.
I love that show.
Sliders is so the poor man's Stargate.
I'm gonna make you watch the last season. Because that's the worst season.
I've seen it all.
Yeah,
sir.
I watched it when it was on
sir,
TV.
I've watched all of Babylon 5. You're going to get me with Sliders.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
I watched Alien Nation, so there's that.
I've seen Alien Nation, too. That's a terrible show.
It's just fucking bad.
Who anyway, are you? Where can you find us? TOTLB.com.
Oh, well, yes. So as we're wrapping up, be sure to check us out. TOTLB.com. You can obviously find us on Facebook if you're watching right now or on
Google
Twitter
it.
Or Twitch.
Not Twitter.
Or not Twitter.
I mean, you can find
YouTube
us on Twitter.
Or Twitch.
There's an Instagram, too. Yeah.
Exactly. That is correct.
I do try an Instagram every once in a while.
All of those YouTube things are found at TOTLB.com. And, of course, you can support the show by going to Patreon.com/TOTLB, where we will be releasing two new videos.
Hopefully.
Within the next couple of weeks, we're going to be doing some 5-minute discussions where we time ourselves and talk about something specific. So, with that said, I've been Gabe.
I'm Juan.
I'm Tim.
I'm Doyle.
Don't
even know if we're real people. We might just exist on the internet.
Hey, pussies.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Walks podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Walks podcast, Barren Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Barren Space production.